102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP is 719.
Yeah, today's the day I'm going to. I mentioned it real quick early. I have to go buy the softball gear today for the inevitable.
Ah, yeah.
It starts tomorrow, my man.
Just wade right into the pool of girls' sports.
Whoa.
It's okay.
No.
It is.
It's not okay.
It's your daughter. It'll be fine.
Yeah, but
she's
now it's
play.
Like,
you're going to be proud.
Nicole's telling me all she needs is a glove. I go, I don't think that's the case.
I don't think so.
I don't think that's the case.
Nope. She's going to need eye black. She's going to need
what?
Some eye black.
Get the hell out of here.
The strips black that go under your eye to keep the glare of the sun out of her eyes.
Eye black?
And some nice fuzzy wristbands. Cleats.
No. Yeah, well.
Oh, there's so many. We had equipment bags when they were like 8. Yeah, same age. Sure.
I'm not getting an equipment bag.
Well, you're going to have at least 4 pieces of equipment, I think.
No.
You'll need a bag.
Nah.
So that's 2.3 WBA.
Nah.
WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 724.
Yeah, it's already happening, man. Divide and conquer. I got karate tomorrow morning, Joseph. Isabella's got the first softball thing. Joseph's got games on Sunday.
Busy, busy weekend.
There it is.
Kids playing
there
sports.
There it is.
And your daughter starting softball. Your first day of really girls' athletics. And,
Well,
she did play some soccer, but a sport you could care less about.
Yeah, this is
it's all for the joy of your daughter.
This is going to be a rough one.
Well, anybody with kids my age, I'm sure you're grinning right now thinking, he's finally going to have to do it now like we did.
I already said, tomorrow's the first practice for softball, and I already said to Nicole, you got this one. I got karate.
Yeah.
You got softball.
Mm.
You take the girl, I take the boy. We're good. But I got to take it tonight to get a glove.
Yep.
I was told that she only needs a glove, that she doesn't even need cleats yet. I'm like, she's got to have cleats.
Yeah. Maybe because she's so young, they just run in sneakers in the beginning, but then you slip and
slip
stuff.
And fall. I can't have my kid.
You can't have that.
She got to have cleats. Got
to get her the cleats.
But I don't even know. Like, do you still have to break gloves in, or have they gotten past that? Like, do you still have to break? Like, I got to go buy her a glove. I still have to go?
They probably have. Maybe they have softened gloves, but I don't know. If they don't, you get her a softball so she can practice at home. You know, you got to get a couple softballs or whatever.
Okay.
And you might want to, is there another glove in your house? Because someone's going to have a catch with her.
I think I have a glove.
Yeah, you can do it with bare hands.
Maybe
you put the ball in, wrap it with a string, you got to get glove oil. Put a little glove oil in
you
there,
would
soften
think that
it up.
By now,
that's the old way to do it.
You would think that by now, the glove makers would sell gloves that are just soft and you can just do it that way.
Yeah,
you would think, unless, of course, the glove makers are the same people that sell the glove oil. and then that's where they get you.
She's not left-handed, is she?
No.
Oh, all right. Because I have a few softball gloves in my trunk, but they're left-handed ones.
I'm left-handed, though.
And they got broken in because I spilled a bottle of champagne that I had in the trunk.
Cool. Can I borrow
and
one?
It spilled all over the glove.
Are you playing? Can I borrow it?
You can take it, yeah.
He's got to catch his daughter.
I just want to borrow it, because I think if I do have a glove, it's real, real, real old and probably cracked and everything else.
Yeah, when I lived in Queens, I used to play with the Dominicans in the park, but I don't play anymore, so you can have it.
Thanks, man.
Just sitting in his trunk.
You don't want to sell it to me like somebody else in this room would do?
I'll tell you what. You know what? You mean buy me a few scratch-offs.
Okay. Didn't I just give you a scratch-off for no good reason?
Yeah.
A winner? Give me the glove. Give me the glove.
The glove is worth more than that, though.
Yeah, okay. I'm not keeping it. I just need to, until she quits.
All right, and I have a few softballs, too.
My guess is she'll quit in 3 weeks, and in 3 weeks, I'll give you the glove back. I promise. Yeah, no, I'm just like...
Good luck. That sounds like fun.
To me, no, it sounds...
It really is. It really is.
I'm not buying it. To me, it sounds like torture.
Well, but see her play, and then note, every time you see her, she's going to get so much better so quick. You know, and then it takes work after that, but she's going to get good really quick if she's got any skills whatsoever. Because they're young, they're 8.
That's the gray area
Is it right there?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, at home, you're going to roll a lot of softballs through her so she can learn how to catch grounders. Then she's got to learn to catch it in the air and like all that stuff. It's all up to you.
Yep.
Just got to get out there and play catch.
Yep.
Yeah, that'll be good. Then she's going to want to hit the ball.
I know.
Now you got to get some of those really soft softballs she can hit in the yard
now
and won't break anything.
Now I got to leave the house to go to a school. Listen.
Balls.
If this makes my daughter happy.
Then get a pitching machine.
I got to ease into this, though. Like, I can't go to the practices. Like, I can't. I can't do.
$45 a half hour.
I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about that stuff. She'll never get there.
Get her a tee. She can practice in the backyard. $79.99.
Yeah, put it
to home plate.
Dude, you see, you start talking about money. Money doesn't affect me the way it affects you.
It's endless.
But
she gets good and makes a travel tournament team. Now you're paying for rooms in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Dude, if that's the case, then good, so be it. Then I'm blessed that she found something that she loved and she's having a good time.
That'd be a fun place.
But right now, I can't go to the practice. Let me know when the first game is.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be at the first game. Unless Joseph's got soccer at the same time, then I'm not going to be there.
Oops.
You know, because I'm coaching and everything. I can't not be there.
Oh, God. Good luck. 728. Mm. Ted's got the roads.
Heading out this morning, fog an issue, and we also have an issue on Sunrise Highway westbound as you make your way into exit 54.
WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 732. JP's daughter starts softball tomorrow, 8 years old.
Yeah.
Her first foray into women's softball, girls' softball. It's cute and great. Yeah. Maybe she has some talent for it. It could be a good thing.
Yeah, I
don't dread it. I mean, it could be a really good thing.
I'm not. I'm just dreading having to watch it.
Yeah.
I'm happy she's doing stuff. I just don't
be really good.
Oh,
she gets that first hit. You're going to be cheering, and you
yeah,
know.
Of course yes, I'm going to be cheering. It's just
be great.
Still softball.
Going to buy
still,
the glove tonight.
Some girls.
Good morning, BAB. What's going on? What do you got?
Hey, good morning, Rod. Make sure JP starts to get his gaydar off. You better get your gaydar off. This is where it all begins.
Softball?
What do you
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, when the softball, the third baseman starts dating the shortstop. You
yeah.
know?
As long as it makes her happy, that's all that matters, right?
Yeah. Then when you have a bridge coming home, then what?
You know, she's my daughter. I'll love her no
oh,
matter
come
what.
Come on. That's such a stereotype.
Hey, listen. This is go watch college softball.
Hey, I've said it a million times. Stereotypes all come from somewhere. Thanks.
Good luck with your daughter, man.
I love. Nobody cares. You guys all suck, all of you. Later.
We just like to see the fire.
Yeah.
Just throw a little gasoline on it. That's all he's doing.
Yeah.
It's 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station with Roger and JP.
I give, like, whoever the fathers are that are coaching this thing, God bless you.
Roger and JP, 735. First day of girls softball tomorrow. JP, his daughter, is 8 years old. Got to go out and buy her a glove tonight. And yeah, I mean, honestly, after her first practice, I'm going to tell you there's probably a few more things you got to get. But you got to start with the glove.
Like what? What else can I possibly have to get?
Cleats.
All right. They got the bats.
Helmets. Face cages, safety.
Why do we got to get helmets? They got a supply of helmets, don't they?
There's all sorts of stuff. They don't have to. They probably have two or three. But you have to, you
all
know,
right.
a lot of times you want your own stuff and, you know, that kind of thing. It's,
yeah,
it gets involved.
I want a lot of things, too.
Batting glove. You need that. The glove for in your glove.
Brett's shaking his head at me.
Good morning, BAB. What's going on?
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Hey.
JP, right now, man, I'm grinning ear to ear, thinking about you in the sporting goods store later, standing there with your arms full of going, God damn it, I got to get an equipment bag.
Listen.
Yes.
Conversation tonight when you're standing in line going, these sons of bitches were right.
My daughter has quit everything she's ever started. Everything. I am not going full bore on this.
Well, at least all her equipment will be in one place. It'll be in the $60 equipment bag.
No.
Oh, dude, but you get the duffel bag, or you get the $19.99 duffel bag at Modell. Get a pink one, write a name on it.
And the best part is going to be when he's got to buy the bat and finds out how much those things are. They're ridiculous.
Oh, my softball bat in my softball league, I think our bats are like $300.
Yeah.
How much?
Yeah.
$300.
And if your daughter plays for a few years, hers will be like $120, $150.
For $300, I should get to hit her with it if she strikes out.
Oh, yeah. I didn't say you couldn't do that.
Hey, thanks.
Later, man.
Later, guys.
I mean, that will never happen. You know me, and you know I am not cheap. Mm. You know that. You
Uniforms.
Can call me a lot of things. Cheap, you can't.
Yeah. It's just more expensive than you think.
$300 on a bat, not happening.
No, no, that'll be for later. That's
no,
later,
the uniform
really
is included with the sign-up price. That's already been paid.
Good.
I don't even know what that was.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? She didn't tell me.
How much you paying for this adventure?
You know,
right,
again,
it's all good.
I would pay more if I didn't have to go. You don't get it. Like, you keep throwing money thing
You've
at me.
You've got a bad attitude.
It's not about the money. It's about the actual time spent watching paint dry.
102.3 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station. Roger, JP. WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 743, showers today and a high of 61 as we head into the weekend. It's a big girls softball weekend around the island.
Is it really? I don't even know.
Huge. It all starts tomorrow morning. Nice, beautiful 8-year-old Isabella going out to try her hand at it. JP, in his first experience with it, has to, of course, tonight go get some equipment in the form of a glove. I mean, that's what they're requiring you to get so far.
It'll be all right.
That's good. And then we'll see after that what else you have to get.
All right. Are you done with the ball breaking yet?
It usually doesn't stop.
You done?
And then going to watching the games, the competitive 8-year-old games.
Okay.
After all that practice at home on the front lawn. Come on, look forward to that. That's daddy-daughter bonding time.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome throwing her grounders for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Good morning, B.A.B. You got anything to add? Go ahead.
Yeah.
You guys are crazy. Roger, JP, first of all, a girl's bat, a worst bat is $400. You need sliding pants. The girls need sliding pants.
Yeah.
You have to have your own helmet. You got to go to Dick's. JP's got to go to Dick's. Get the glove. They got to steam it. That's more money. It's got to be broken in because they're stiff. They won't catch the ball. You need everything. Cleats are $80. A good pair.
Cleats for an 18-year-old are $100. Cleats for an 8-year-old are $30.
And she'll need a batting glove. She'll need some practice softballs, nice and soft.
They lose every 2 days. They're going to need a scrunchie. They're going to need glasses.
Oh, scrunchies. That's right.
You need scrunchies.
You're being a dick.
And guess what? Wait till you find out that they all eat sunflower seeds and they eat the double bubble gum.
All right, listen, you're being a dick now. Goodbye.
Energy drinks.
I hope your weekend sucks.
It does. Listen, I got baseball, basketball, everything. Don't worry. Get used to it.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks, man.
That's the hard part of this whole thing. Us doing the schedule that we have with the two shows now and then having the weekends being bouncing around from field to field.
Yeah, it must be tough.
Whew, I'm going to let you know.
My goodness. Imagine what that was like.
Shut up.
Have a nice weekend, everybody.
What are you doing this weekend?
Playing poker. Doing an Islander game.
I hope you lose.
Yeah.
Both.
I think it goes poker, Islanders, poker.
Good for you.
7:45.
What are you laughing at?
I'm just laughing.
Yeah.
Ted Linder has a road.
Sunrise Highway westbound into Hospital Road, exit 54.
3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP at 7:52. Showers today and 61 to start off the weekend. We have one guy who'd like to give you experience, by the way. One more call about the girls' softball career that's starting tomorrow morning. With your daughter at 8 years old.
The career? Yeah. Now we're calling it a career?
Yes. Her favorite game ever. Mm. If there's any justice in the world, she will love softball to the end of the world.
This girl quit tennis.
I know.
She quit guitar. I have the guitar and the amp to show for it. She quit soccer.
Right.
She quit Girl Scouts.
Right.
She quit...
She hasn't found her niche yet.
Dancing.
Her niche will be girl softball. This guy's a good story, though, you know, it goes along with softball. Good morning, B.A.B., go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Raj. J.P., let me tell you something. The practices, buying the equipment, that's the least of your problems. Way did a softball slumber party start? I had 12 girls for 3 days and 3 nights. It was like the Woodstock of bubblegum music. I had Hanson and Ricky Martin blaring for 3 days straight.
Oh, my God.
La Vida Loca. I told my wife, I said, I'll be at the Bethpage Motor Inn if you need me. I'm out of here.
Dude, why three days?
My daughter's having a first sleepover on the 16th. Why would you ever do that for 3 days?
Started on a Friday night. It rained, so they decided they were going to pitch tents on a Saturday. Because they had a game, but the game was rained out. They had tents in the living room, but then they had them in the... I had sheets hanging from my kitchen cabinet to the table. I walked in Saturday afternoon from work. I told my wife, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Tell me when it's done.
I already plan on it.
I was ready to throw myself out of a window.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Dad, is that you? I already lined it up. I'm taking my son out of the house for that day.
Smart move. And your son will never forget it. He'll appreciate you forever.
Right on. Thanks.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks, brother. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Who wants fruit punch and ice cream?
Yeah.
Good thing Daddy rented this cotton candy machine for us.
Fine. As long as I don't have to be there. You don't understand me. If I have the means,
yes.
I will throw money at anything.
That's right, just to make it
go
away.
If I have it. I'm not putting myself in debt over it, but if I have it, I will buy my way out of anything. I swear to God.
Girl softball team slumber party is good stuff.
Yeah, well, Ted, what's going to be on the soundtrack on the 16th? I don't even know what the new songs are.
Flo Rida, maybe.
What's that one?
My House. Maybe Rihanna.
Which Rihanna?
Rihanna and Drake, song? They have a new song out. I think that's the number one song this week.
Really?
Work.
Do you have it, Brett? Which one is this?
This is Flo Rida. You probably hear this.
Open up the
Not my house.
Hear a knock on the door and the night begins. And they're all going to be screaming the lyrics while this is playing. Standing there in their nightgowns with sleeping bags all over the floor everywhere. Popcorn spilled. Make yourself at my
home. It's a mess. 21 Pilots, Stressed Out. That's another big one.
That song sucks. I know that one. Which one is this?
Does this work? This is where this is number one right now.
What
Rihanna
is
concert.
Thank you, Mr. Wong. Oh, they're definitely playing this.
This is the number one song in the country right now?
Yeah.
She does this all the time. Constant repetition. Quack, 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 quack.
She doesn't even say anything.
Exactly.
Maybe Justin Bieber, Love Yourself.
Oh, sure.
I would love to bang this girl so bad.
Then they go on their phone and start searching for those Bieber pics from TMZ.
Right, right.
When he went in the hot tub.
Oh, really? She's 8.
No, not her. It'll be the girl who's the bad girl on the team. She'll
Roger
be the one who's.
GP, this hour's most requested. For all the times that you ain't on my
parade. What is this?
This is Justin Bieber, bro. Don't you know nothing? Bieber? Don't you know anything? Don't act like you're not a believer. Is this the one with My Mama Doesn't Like You?
Yep.
Is that what this is?
Yeah.
And she likes everyone? And I didn't want to write a song because I didn't want anyone thinking. Yeah, but that's a great lyric. My Mama Doesn't Like You and She Likes Everyone? That's great.
All right, give him that.
Yeah. Wait a second. And I think you should be something. I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that.
Stop it!
Mama don't like
there you go.
She likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong.
Sit down and shut up.
How about how about 7 years by Lucas Graham? That's another big one right now.
I've heard of this.
Once I'm 7 years old.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
That's what this is?
Yep.
Roger JP's best hits.
You're number one. You know, right now our program director is staring at his
power,
watch.
Power 102.3.
How long is this going to go on?
WBAB.
Once I was 7 years
old, my
mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be
this a guy?
Once I was 7 years old.
I guess it is.
God, music sucks now, man. It sucks. My God.
It's just different.
Pop music is awful.
Yeah. Ain't no Carry On My Wayward Son. What's wrong with these people? God. Point of No Return. Dust in the Wind.
Yeah, that was the answer to the problems. Or the start of it. One of the other.
Play the game tonight. Come on, people. Write some good tunes. 7:58. It's time for the roast. Hold the line.
Yeah, there it is.
Africa. Here's
that. Put that Justin Bieber song back on.
Sunrise Highway westbound at Hospital Road, exit 54. There's a crash there. Meadowbrook northbound at Merrick Road, an accident taking out the left.